talk a little bit this morning about give me first your official swearing in at Capitol. Of course, you've done it before, but now this was with all your brothers and sisters in the state house as a full meeting member of the House of Representatives. So give me how your day went.
It was a great day. There were 150 members, of course, sworn in with families. I had both my daughters with us and my wife, and it was a good day. Elected the speaker without any opposition, which I think was good for the body. That was pretty much it. The rest of it was kind of celebration.
You got to be nice to each other, right?
That's right.
But now the work is has settled in. Now, do you have committee assignments?
Committee assignments won't be made until probably close to the end of the month.
Okay.
I think early next week we'll turn in our cards with our request on it.
Now, so the question would be, well, gosh, you don't even know what committee you're going to be on. What are you doing to earn that grand $7,200 salary that you get?
Well, I think that the main thing we're doing right now is meeting and greeting one another and getting to know one another. I think that's very important. And we'll be talking about legislation among ourselves and trying to decide what legislation is important and what is not.
You know, sometimes it's a dirty word, lobbyist, but I'm sure for, and again, we have more freshmen in this session than it's been since 1973, back after Sharpstown, that we had this many freshmen. So I'm guessing that lobbyists are pretty busy when it comes to getting in, meeting, greeting, and trying to help the legislatures and their staff understand the issues.
Well, I haven't been inundated with lobbyists so far. I already am acquainted with a number of them, but people came by yesterday. A man came by about highways, and he's got an idea on funding them and all that sort of thing. And he's very concerned that we have this big bonded indebtedness, and I think rightfully so. I don't know how that's going to be handled. I heard a rumor, and this is totally rumor. Yesterday or the day before, that with the amount of money that the comptroller says we're going to have, that we will already bust the cap that we could go over. So there's some possibility of maybe doing away with the franchise tax and adding a penny to the sales tax, and then taking that extra money that will be coming in to make up the difference. I have no idea whether it has any feet or not. But it's something to be looked at. My first reaction as a retailer is, what's that going to do to the cities along the border? And I don't know the answer to that yet. I don't want to drive business to Louisiana because we have a higher sales tax, or Oklahoma or New Mexico or Arkansas, really.
True. But you know, by the same token, the legislature hadn't gotten the business tax right yet. They've tried all sorts of different ways, and they still don't have it right. I agree with you. I don't know that the sales tax increase would necessarily be the answer, but it's true that the legislature has not been able to really get a good fix on that.
Well, I think probably the biggest concern is that when we don't make any money, we still have to pay the tax, which is just like the property tax as far as that's concerned, but it doesn't make it feel good.
Now, I know that one of the, and again, because your opponent in the general election had been a teacher, education was a focal point in your particular race for District 14, but it was statewide as well. Your thoughts on the comments of the governor by saying that he thought that Texas had done, quote, a phenomenal job of funding education in Texas?
Ooh. Well, I suppose that teachers would disagree and administrators would. I think we have good schools in the state. I would like to look at some of the things that we're spending money on that are not being successful, rather than looking at more money. That's my first thought. But since we may have it, we may need to be looking at that more closely. If we can find those things that we're making school districts do that are unproductive, we need to get rid of them. And I think that one of the things most of us agree on is that we're not going to have as many tests. We're going to kind of cut back on the number of tests that they have to give, and I think that's a good thing.
Now, and then, of course, just one of the other things I would grab out of the hat, because it's something that seems to rear its head from time to time, and that is gambling. Do you see that there'll be any change or any opportunity that there might be casino gambling of some kind in Texas?
I have heard, again, rumors that there will be a push for a referendum on it. I don't think the legislature will vote right outright to allow gambling, but I think that there may be some push to allow a referendum on it and then let the voters decide if they want it or not.
John Rainey, the District 14 state representative, joining us this morning. John, you know, one of the things that Steve Ogden had really championed, and he especially talked about it his last term in the Texas Senate, was when it comes to things like school financing, when it comes to those really hot-button issues out there, maybe a constitutional amendment is the answer. And you mentioned gambling as a referendum of some kind. Do you see that possibly that's something that could be done to address public education, that we let the people of Texas decide how this gets handled?
Well, you know, I need to visit with Steve some more to get his ideas on. I think he's got a good idea, and I need to understand it better, then we could make a decision as to whether that's an avenue that I would want to go. But I think Steve's very smart. I think he's a guy that's looked at that a long time and probably has an angle that should be looked at very seriously.
Sure. Now, as you say, it'll be the end of the month before they make the committee assignments, but if you had a John Rainey wish list, what would it be?
Well, I think that, I don't know whether this is appropriate for me to say, but I'll say it anyway. I would like to stay on higher education. I got that place by taking Fred's seat, and I would also like to be on appropriations. Whether that takes place or not, I don't know. It'll be up to the speaker, and I'll serve wherever I'm asked to serve. But I think that would be a wonderful place for the representative from Bryan and College Station to serve with as many things as we have going on and at A&M and in the extension services and all that sort of thing, medical school. I think it'd be a great place for our representative to serve.
Well, you know, the Texas House, it's great, 150 members, and there really is so much diversity within that body. And you, a small business person, that touches a lot of people here in Bryan College Station and all over the state of Texas, and that's a voice that needs to be heard, along with the lawyers and the other folks who you normally see in there. But I like the idea that somebody who has some special expertise can possibly be on a committee where that input and life experience can be a positive.
Well, hey. I think that's one of the things that the speaker looks at, and from what I'm told. And I wouldn't mind serving on a committee that was related to business issues. It wouldn't bother me at all.
Yeah, yeah.